All right, let's record an episode of the Two Bobs. Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 116 for Monday, November 18th, 2019.
This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about streaming services, baseball, the beer we're drinking, as we do.
Not necessarily in that order.
Well, no. I mean, I can't remember even what order we recorded this episode. So, but all those things are included in some sort of some order.
That's true. And then we'll hit crazy news. We'll talk about a sex worker who overstayed her welcome, a car theft, a sex mannequin.
Oh.
A bag of cocaine, pigs in a blanket, and a sexy horse.
Oh, all good things.
Yeah, but definitely in that order.
Yeah, that's an order. The random shit I don't remember, though.
I'm not going to do it out of order, Rob. You should know this by now. A lot of teens again.
Yeah, so we skipped a week, but, you know,
we did.
You're over it. It's fine.
Shit happens.
You know, shit happens. We had a lot going on. And then I think at one point I was like, hey, how about we just skip the week? Because, you know,
I had no problem saying okay with that one. I was not
too much. I was just not feeling it. No, no. Yeah. So it was a good week to not have to worry about it. And
yeah.
So anyway, no, but we're back now.
We are.
We're back.
The Nats are still world champions.
The Nats. Well, did they win before we recorded the last episode? I feel like they. The last,
after.
Yeah, that's right. So
it was after. So yeah, they were champions, right. when we got on here. We celebrated. Oh, that's, I mean, the way we do.
Oh, I don't remember. Okay. Well,
it's not a big sell. You know, we congratulated the Nationals on their victory. You said you were happy for them because you were happy for me. All that lot of stuff.
Yeah, you know, there was a lot happened. It was very emotional. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now we're finding out the Astros are cheaters. Yeah. You've been following any of that?
Yeah, they had a camera at the end of the field, and they had somebody banging on trash cans to call out fastballs. What the fuck, you know? And that was a question I remember reading a couple seasons ago when the Astros won the World Series. It was it was brought up then. They're like, I feel like, what are they just turning into the Patriots of baseball? You know, if they could deflate the baseball, they would have.
That's right. Well, yeah, they were banging on trash cans. They were doing these whistles, and they showed it through a series of games, and they even went through that World Series when they had against the Dodgers, and just pitches that they probably shouldn't have hit that they seemed to find their groove again. So who knows? I'm curious to see what MLB does to see if if they take the wins away, they're not going to give them to the other teams. But
well, no.
Do they go so far as to take the World Series away from them that year and just have no winner? Because you can't grant it to the Dodgers. You'd have no way to say that the Dodgers won.
Well, exactly.
Because they cheated. But you can say, hey, you don't get the trophy anymore. You got to take your banner down. You guys are a disgrace, and see what happens. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see.
And all that good stuff. But you know what? What's important, though, is that, again, the right team won.
Yeah.
You know, the best team won the championship. So fuck everyone else.
Now, how are you liking YouTube TV? I think we both talked about it a little bit. You sent me the email that your price was going up, so you were going to change. Yeah. And I've been tired of the DirecTV. Can't pause it. Can't rewind. And then I went ahead and just... I switched over, and then I got the email saying my price was gone up, and then you switched over. So how is it coming over there in your household?
It's going just fine. You know, I put it on and the TV plays. The issue that I was having with AT&T TV Now, God, that's a mouthful, is that I was getting choppy video. It would be fine for a little bit, and then all of a sudden it would just be, and it was only on the one Apple TV. It was on the 4K Apple TV. There's nothing I could do. I tried to restore the Apple TV, so I completely wiped it, set it up as new, and it came back. Like, it would be fine for a couple minutes, and then it would start. And sometimes it wouldn't, Like, I watched the whole World Series and didn't have an issue with it, but then random times it would just start happening again. So that was driving me nuts because that was not happening with any other streaming service that I have. Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime, iTunes, not having an issue, just AT&T TV Now. So one of the...
And only on that one device.
And only on the one device, too, which was really weird. So... You know, so when I switched to YouTube TV, that is not happening anymore. And so it works. It has some kind of cool features. The only thing that was really missing for us anyway was Nick Jr., which I just borrowed elderly listeners' username password and put it into the app and signed in that way. And so it works just fine. So, you know, at the end of the day, it does what television's supposed to do, I suppose.
Yeah. It doesn't have Mandalorian on it, though.
No, but Disney Plus does.
I haven't tried it. I'm going to watch it this weekend. Have you started it?
I watched the first episode. It was good.
Are they out? Are they all out? Like
no,
like a Netflix type thing where they all come out?
No, they're not doing the binge model. They're doing an episode a week.
Apple TV
kind of, but Apple TV, they gave you a couple episodes right off the bat. Actually, now that I think about it, maybe Disney Plus gave you a couple episodes up front too. I honestly don't know because I watched one episode and then it was good. It was, I just haven't had an opportunity to watch anymore, but you know, the kids are loving it too. I mean, you know, we're letting it go and I put it on their iPads and so they're really enjoying it. I gave elderly listener a profile. Mr. Elderly listener, my dad. I figure since he pays part of the Verizon bill, because they have a couple lines on my account, I'm like, all right, I'll make him a profile for Disney Plus, and they allow four simultaneous streams, which I'm pretty impressed with. You can have up to seven profiles and four simultaneous streams. So
that's good. Yeah. Don't cross them.
Don't cross what?
The streams, Rob.
I don't even know what that means.
It's a Ghostbusters reference. You've never seen Ghostbusters?
I have seen Ghostbusters, but I don't know. Don't
cross the streams. You can't do that. They're trying to shoot the monster at the end. Stream. Yeah. And then they have to because it's the only way they can get all the power.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. Sorry, it's been a while.
It's not exactly topical. Jesus.
All right, let's do some beer talk here.
You ready?
I am.
Hey, bartender, another beer.
I pre-set up everything today, so I wouldn't have to fumble around looking for the.
You're really
looking for the strap.
You were really quick to the drop tonight.
Oh, I'm impressed. Yeah, I got them.
Yeah, so
got them.
What I have this week is from our friends at Old Nation. And coincidentally, the only other time we've had Old Nation on the show was the last episode, TTB 115 dorsal slit. I had, which Kelly just loved, by the way. I had an Electron Brown. So this week it's part of their Woodshed Pilot series. I don't know what it means, but it's the Dry Honey Saison Ale. Saison is a traditional French style which relies on a special yeast strain to impart notes of banana, clove, and a bit of peppery spice. Honey is sweet, but when water, yeast, and nutrients from grain are added, it ferments completely, leaving a very dry, not sweet taste, and a beer that exceptionally low residual sugar. We think that the light aroma of honey pairs really well with the notes from the yeast, making a very thirst-quenching, light-bodied craft beer, perfect for summer drinking. Obviously, there's a fucking foot of snow outside my house right now, so summer drinking, I guess I'm a little bit tardy for that, but nonetheless, it looked like, you know, I like honey, by the way, it's 7.1% alcohol by volume, 20 IBUs, and it comes in a pint can.
Sounds good.
And from Old Nation. Let me try it. I've never had this, and I've never even had a sip yet, so. And I forgot to...
Is it from Mr. Pizza Bootleg?
And I forgot to sign it on Untappd. No, actually, I got this from... right behind my office, and there's a strip mall kind of in the next parking lot over, And there's a Bush's supermarket in there they've really raised the bar. I've bought stuff from Bush's before, but they've really raised the bar with their craft beer selection. And I happened to go in there just to grab a couple things, and I was like, oh, I might as well build a six pack while I'm here, and this is one of them that I got. Yeah. So let's find out how it is. It is a very light bodied beer. Kind of an orangey color. A little bit of notes. I can taste a little bit of honey, so slight a bit of sweetness from the honey, but not overbearing. So I'm not like taste. It's not like I'm drinking honey, but this has a little bit of sweetness from that. Tastes very much just like an ale would, your standard ale with a little bit of sweetness from the honey. So it's pretty good. I haven't rated it on Untappd yet, but I think I'll probably rate it about a 3.5. So it's one of those, like, it's not a bad beer. If I come across it, I won't turn it down. Not going to be one of my faves or anything like that. But again, it's a good beer. Old Nation makes some really good brews. They're especially known for their IPAs though. So they have their M43, which I even like, and I'm not huge IPA guy. They have their Boss Tweed IPA, which is also, it's a little bit harder to get, but also another good IPA from Old Nation. So good brewery, pretty good beer. If you like the lighter ales, the lighter bodied ales with a little bit of sweetness, it's not a bad one to get.
That sounds good. I don't tend to like the Saisons that much either, but every now and then, like you said, if you have it, you'll enjoy it. But
I just feel like
not really, I don't seek them out.
I just feel like the French probably don't drink, I don't know. When I think French, I don't think beer, let's be honest.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go to our friends at Founders. And I say that with a straight face because we do both enjoy the Founders.
Love me some Founders.
And yeah, this week I've got something that I have not had on the show. And I've only ever had once, and while we're celebrating the Nats, the only time I ever had it was when I came back from one of the Nats games, and I did not have any beer because the lines were too damn long, and I had already missed half the game just getting into the park. So I'm going to drink tonight the Founders Double Trouble, which is their Imperial IPA, 9.4% alcohol by volume.
Look what I have here. It's one of the six-pack that I bought. I have a Double Trouble right here. And I was going to drink it on an episode, but
yeah,
you beat me to it. I might have to drink
this. This is all I really had. I have another one that's, but it's a bigger bottle, and I'm taking it easy on the alcohol this week because my belly's kind of funky. But again, I've got the Double Trouble IPA, which is an Imperial IPA from Founders, 9.4% alcohol by volume, 86 IBUs. And the website says an Imperial IPA that was brewed to turn your world upside down. Hops will get you coming and going. Pungent aromatics up front pair with a malt-balanced backbone and a smooth, bitter finish. And it is kind of a yellowish color. It's got a little bit of orange that you can see in there, but a little bit cloudy. Got a nice, smooth pour to it. I'm gonna smell it. It smells like your typical IPA. It's got that citrusy scent to it. And the taste, from what I've sipped so far, kind of goes down that same road, so I'm going to give it a bit more of a swig here and see if I can taste anything special about it.
You don't trip up that much anymore. I'm surprised that happened.
I know. I was thinking of the word and I couldn't come with it. I'll leave that in there for you. But it's got a good flavor to it. It's got a nice IPA taste. It is strong, so the Imperial is there. It's not overly boozy like you might think from an Imperial, but the 86 IBUs do jump out at you. For me, even in some of the higher IBUs, I have a hard time with one. This one I don't, so Founders did it right. I would happily buy this again. I rated it a 3.75. Might push it a little bit to a 4. It's kind of in that middle range right in between there. It doesn't really jump out as a super strong IPA because a lot of them do tend to be around the same flavors, in my opinion. But I do like it a lot, and I would happily buy some more. So it's the India Pale Ale. Excuse me. It's the Double Trouble Imperial India Pale Ale from Founders.
Are you going to talk about every time we've had Founders on the show?
I'm not, because if you go through the 116 episodes, probably you've had it about half of those.
I'm going to tell you.
Uh-oh.
7, 8.
How many?
9, 10.
Did you do just a control find?
11, yeah. 12, 13, 14. 14 times. Oh, not too bad.
Yeah, plus tonight.
Yeah, but it's definitely, Founders has definitely been, I think it's pretty safe to say we've had Founders more on the show than any other brewery.
Yeah. Did you pick up more CBS? I still got to get to the store.
Oh, I wanted to so bad because when I went to Bush's and built the six pack, there was an entire pallet. So they didn't make the CBS in the big 700, I think it's what, 750 milliliter
750, yeah.
Bottle, which I have an empty one here. And then I also have two behind me on the shelf.
The four pack.
Yeah, they have them in the four pack of the 12 ounce bottles, and I didn't get any, but I might have to stop by. So I guess this year that's all it's the last year they're making it, and they're doing is making the. So I'm like, man, I should get a four pack because I can drink one then. The problem is the reason
one
I
have four pack?
Well, no, one beer.
You take the pallet. But
the problem is the reason I haven't drank the two behind me is like because I don't want to waste any. And it's this big old bottle of Imperial, like of strong beer.
Right.
And so I'm like, if I had the four pack, I could just crack one open and enjoy it. So I might have to grab one. Maybe I'm off work till Wednesday, but I'll stop in. Yeah.
We went to a distillery this past weekend and we were telling the guys, they were showing us all their barrels and we got to talking about beer a little bit. And we were telling about the CBS, and one of the guys was pretty enthusiastic about it. So I might have to go grab one of the four packs and swing it by and give it to him. But it's kind of it's something you want to share with people, get them to try it, because I think the barrier to entry is that price there. That if you're not really sure if you're going to like it, but I think once you dive in, I think he'd enjoy it. So I'll probably do that this weekend.
That's the thing. For like basically $30 for a four pack, I mean, you have to know like. If you're a layman that doesn't understand craft beer and doesn't appreciate that, you're like $30 for a four pack. Fuck that. I'm not paying that. But at the same time, if you are a person that appreciates that stuff and a good beer and you know, you realize that it's a little bit of an investment from a beer standpoint, but it's a good investment.
All right. Well, that's enough random shit. How about we get into some crazy news?
Let's just dive right in. Let's do it.
That's the one thing about not doing the episodes is I miss the music.
Yeah, I mean, you could listen to it without recording an episode. It'd be a little bit weird, but I mean, technically.
I could probably make, although my phone's always on silent, I could probably make that into a ringtone.
Good, you gotta. But putting a ringtone on an iPhone is basically an exercise in futility. Like, I mean, you gotta like import it into, you gotta put it, like, you gotta do something with GarageBand. And then you got to somehow get it in iTunes, which is a real treat because if you're running Mac OS doesn't have iTunes anymore. I just don't even want to try to change my ringtone to anything other than what's already on there.
Now, do you use the ringer or you just have it on silent because you have your watch?
No, I use the ringer. I don't always have my watch. Like right now, I'm not wearing my watch.
Yeah.
You know, but
you're not going to hear. I never go on sound.
And when it's ringing, when my phone rings, you know, when somebody's calling, it rings on the phone and on my watch. So, and I usually have it on ring. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't.
I'll be in meetings. My fucking phone's going off. It's bothering me.
Rob.
Oh,
you got a call.
Hold on. I don't know if I should answer it or start talking about crazy news. I'm confused.
I got to take this.
Hold on. I got to take this. This takes us to Florida. Hold on. Florida's calling me. Can I? I wonder if I could set it up so just when a Florida number calls me, that rings.
Would you get that? Yeah. I don't know. No. Well, you could do it by like person. So
that's true.
If I called you or Kelly called you or your mom called you, that kind of thing you can do. But I don't think you can do it by area.
That's too bad.
One day.
That's too bad. One of these days.
That's stupid. Know.
Tim Cook, if you're listening, let's make that happen.
That's true. Where's the first one taken?
I don't know. Let's see.
New Zealand, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Daily Mail UK.
It takes us to New Zealand, where, damn it, I just realized I didn't install my ad blocker, so it's just fucking ads everywhere. Hold on, let me put it on reader mode. That's right. Reader view will get rid of the ads. All right, this takes us to New Zealand, where a tourist flooded an apartment as he tried to get rid of a sex worker.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I hate when that happens. A New Zealand tourist flooded an apartment and set off the fire alarms in a desperate bid to make a sex worker leave his room because he was frustrated by the adult service he booked. Christopher Foley, 28, was holidaying on the Gold Coast over the weekend, don't we all, when he met a woman at the Victoria Square, not Victoria's Secret, apartments.
It's too bad.
It is too bad. And engaged in some adult services at 1:45 a.m. on Saturday, CCTV footage captured Foley striking the fire sprinkler equipment in the lift area of the sixth floor, which, if you don't know what a lift area is, and lift is an elevator in every in every country but the U.S., a sprinkler system then activated and flooded the entire common area and some apartment entries of level six, according to police. The building's residents and guests were forced to be evacuated after the police, fire crews, and paramedics all rushed to the scene, the Courier Mail reported. After checking security footage, officers arrested Foley nearby on Surf Parade. Maybe that's the street. 3 a.m.
Soft Parade, Rob.
Foley declined to be... By the way, I do have a... I do have a shorts as part of my Build Your Own Six Pack that I'll be enjoying on the show in the next couple of days. It is not Soft Parade.
Now, are they going to be warm when you're drinking them? Because you're pulling them out of the box. So you're
I have them in here. And then what I've kind of been doing is I'll like get home from work the day we record and I'll pull one out and stick it in the fridge for a little bit just to chill it a little bit. That's what I did to this one.
I don't know. You know where it works well? You get yourself... like a pitcher and put ice water in it and soak it in that, and it'll chill real fast.
It seems like a lot of work. I could just pull it out and put it in the beer cooler.
Have Kelly do it. Text Kelly on your way home and say, make me an ice bucket.
Make me an ice bucket.
Yeah. Yeah. But it has to have water in it. You can't just put ice because the water gets super cold because of the ice.
That's true.
And chills the drink. It'll chill it in probably 20 minutes.
Yeah, if it's just...
It'll be like it's been in the fridge for...
If it's just ice, you're doing it wrong, right?
Right. It's got to have water in it. No,
for sure.
That's the trick.
Great.
And a can works even better.
Let's go back to New Zealand now.
Right?
Where I'm at...
I'll be quiet.
Burning an apartment down or some shit because of his hooker. He didn't like his hooker. Let's see here. Foley. Yeah. He fully declined to be interviewed by officers. But said he was a resident of New Zealand visiting the Gold Coast for car racing. He was racing cars and getting hookers.
Yeah.
Hookers blowing cars. His lawyer, Bettina Webb, told Southport Magistrates Court on Monday that the sex worker was not, as per the description, and after trying to get, she was not like she was on the website, after trying to get his payment back. Foley set off the alarm to get her to leave. Miss Webb said her client's holiday went awry after engaging in some very silly behavior. She said Foley was severely intoxicated at the time, had no criminal history. Police prosecutor, Senior Constable Jack Merlin told the court that the cost of fixing the damage that Foley caused is yet to be calculated. It's caused all three emergency services to be deployed, flooded the common room, all because the defendant was, I assume, intoxicated and frustrated, he said. Cerner Const Merlin, Senior Constable Merlin. said the exact figure for the repair bill won't be known for a couple of weeks.
Fuck, I'm wasted.
Exactly. Fire services charge a large fee for false alarm callouts. Foley pleaded guilty to willful damage and unlawfully interfering with an apparatus.
Oh.
Yeah. You don't want to do
apparatus
that.
Apparatus is the best part.
No, that. Who doesn't like to interfere with an apparatus to be used in the event of fire? Magistrate Catherine Peary said the damage caused to the apartments was quite significant and ruled out Foley's intoxication as a legitimate excuse. Foley was slapped with a $1,500 fine and was warned he would likely be charged for damages and fees. 28-year-old avoided conviction. Great news.
Huh.
Yeah, look at that.
That sounds good.
Senior Constable
like
Merlerner. Yeah, I don't know if you know her.
No, I don't think so. I'm afraid to Google it. It always leads down a rabbit hole.
Google can do that. Just like YouTube.
Google really can break your spirit sometimes. Sure,
she really can. You're
expecting something good and you're quite caught off guard.
Google's really a salty bitch, let's be honest.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. It's not really that good sometimes.
Oh no.
Treat you poorly. Like this guy. It happened to be over there in Boston. There's a lot of strange things that happen in Boston.
Oh my God, why is it shouting at me? Homer.
He was videotaped. Jumping on a hood of his own car as it was
video
being stolen.
Auto playing video.
No, mine's all turned off. It's a video you can't believe is real. A man jumps on the hood of his own car to try and stop a carjacker.
Nice.
The suspect hit the gas with the victim clinging to the hood, just like in the movies, Rob.
Yeah.
As if the story couldn't get any crazier, one witness said he saw the owner of the car fly off the hood.
Oh, boy.
After the thief took a sharp left on Mass Ave in Boston, which is kind of funny, crashed into a parked car on St. Baltolf Street.
You must really like your car to do that, huh?
Yep. Yep.
It's fucking crazy.
This Prius is hard to find. I jerked around in time to see a man flying through the air and smack on the ground. And I thought this is going to be really bad, said Eric Buckley. He was a witness. It was a daring decision captured on surveillance cameras on Mass Ave near Northeastern. The owner of a Volkswagen Passat.
Oh, no.
That's what it is. People really like their Volkswagen.
Volkswagen Passat.
Yep. Do they have those in Michigan?
I'm going to try one.
Is that considered bad? A German car? I know Japanese don't really like.
Well, the thing is, Volkswagen.
Right.
They make most of the cars in the world.
Yep. You are fake news.
Volkswagen is the largest car manufacturer in the world. And so, you kind of can't get away from them. Yeah. So, we don't love them. We don't love, again, in Michigan, we don't love anything.
It's not like driving a Toyota.
Oh, no. That's, yeah, if it's Japanese, that's really the worst. I decided to crack open this Double Trouble from Founders.
Quiet.
Since you,
yeah,
you,
I broke it.
You decided to,
I broke the Double Trouble hymen during the episode.
You really did. You really popped its cherry. And since I can't just talk about beers we've already had on the show.
Yeah.
You know,
unwillingly.
Exactly.
That was an accident, by the way.
I know. Well,
let me tell you more about this Passat.
Oh, yeah. Show me about
that. Sprint towards the car clinging onto the hood.
The Passat.
Yeah. After the crook
Volkswagen
hopped into the driver's seat.
Oh, boy. Sorry.
Doesn't have to see the footage to know what happened next. He watched it with his own eyes. And he ran up, and he was trying to get his feet and staggering. I was like, stay down. The police are coming. And he said, all right. Buckley didn't realize the car that crashed into three parked cars with the man on the hood had just been stolen several hundred feet away.
What's that?
I walked up to take a peek.
What? What's that? What's that?
Shut the fuck up, Robert.
Oh, boy.
I walked up to take a peek. He ends up kicking the door open and kind of pushed by me and started running. And he pointed to the man at the ground and said, that guy's crazy.
What's that?
He had the man who police believe intentionally.
Why do I have so many drops and you don't have any? God damn it.
Well, you know, it's funny.
You know who's in charge of the drops?
Melissa said the same thing today. She's like, because I told her, she made a comment, Rob, that a lot of the drops had been the same for a while. And I believed her. I just had not gone through the hassle is the wrong word, but the hassle of changing them all out. So finally I did, and I went through and I refreshed a couple of them. So I got some fresh ones in here.
No,
and
I
was playing them today, and she goes, why are they all him? And I said, well, no, I've got one of me. Of course, it's not loaded on here. It's somewhere in the system. But so anyhow, so yeah, she made that same comment. But
yeah,
well, you know, I got to be the one to keep the order. So you tend to be the one that strays from the path a little bit more. So you've got more to choose from.
I can't
than I do.
Really disagree with you.
I mean, if you think back to our original logo, and we'll finish up the story in a second. That was always kind of the thing that I laughed at, that the original logo had you making this face and me being serious. And that's kind of how it ends up being. I'm the guy that's got to have the order. I got my pencils lined up in the same spot and I can't really move anything here on my desk. And you know, you're over there doing your thing. So
that's true.
Kind of how it works with these drops.
Right now I'm looking at articles written by Gillian Graham from the Press Herald. I was looking to see if there's any good ones.
Oh, well. Anyhow, the guy fell off his car, and he got it back because it crashed.
Oh, good. I'm glad that he got his car back, and also he didn't die. Because, no, you know, we have insurance for a fucking reason. And if somebody steals my car, I don't think that jumping on it to try to stop them is going to be... it's never going to even enter my mind as an option if somebody tries to steal my car. If you can steal my car, actually, it's a lease, and I'd like to get out of it because you know, go right ahead. I have gap coverage. It's fine.
All right. That'll work.
Yeah, where are we going now? Let's see here. We're going to Missouri. You ever been to Missouri?
No. I'd like to. I like to go to St. Louis. I like to see the big arch.
I've only been to the airport, never actually like explored the city there. But
can you go in the arch? Do you know? I thought I saw something online earlier this week, and I didn't really linger because
I
didn't really care that much. But like I know the Washington Monument, you can go in it. You can ride a long ass elevator or take a shit ton of stairs to the top. But can you go in the arch? Do you know?
Alexa, can you go in the St. Louis Arch?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, of course. That's right.
Samuel L. Jackson will know whenever he shows up.
I'm so pissed that Samuel L. Jackson's not inside of our Alexas yet. This morning, I got all excited because I went into the Alexa app and I found the setting for the celebrity voice responses, and Samuel L. fucking Jackson was there. So I selected it and I turned on the explicit because I want him to swear because that's what he does. And then I screen capped and sent it to you like, Robert, look at this. But then I kept asking Alexa what the fucking weather was, and she was answering in her own stupid voice, and I'm like, why is this not working? And then so finally I had to leave for work, and I was like, Robert, figure this out. And then you sent me a thing saying that he's not available yet. So it was a fucking tease to put it in the settings on the Alexa app but not actually give us access to his voice yet, because
you know what's going to happen when you do have the access. You can't just ask it like you normally do. You have to say, Alexa, ask Samuel L. Jackson, and then it will respond.
Really?
So you can't just Alexa, what time it is. It's motherfucking 5 o'clock, snakes on the plane.
The time is 8:56 PM.
Exactly. So you can't
enjoy your night.
Fuck you.
You can't do that. You have to say, Alexa, ask Samuel L. Jackson, what time is it?
Yeah, she doesn't even know.
The time is 8:56 PM.
See, that's what
he's not working.
And
yet.
I was trying that this morning. I said, Alexa, ask Samuel L. Jackson what the fucking weather forecast is. And she would just give me the forecast in her regular voice. It was really the worst.
Yeah. No, you have to have her ask Samuel L. Jackson.
That's really dumb. If I want Sammy J, I don't want to have to like think about how to ask it.
Right.
I just want to be able to ask it.
Well, I think that maybe there should be a switch where you can do that. So, because I know the kids like to use it. And if you have that enabled, Harrison's going to ask it, or Colin's going to ask it, the weather forecast, and it's going to respond that way to him. And he's not going to be happy. Well, he'll be happy. He just probably will run away a giggle.
It's true. I forgot to
might be a little bit surprised. Beer. Double trouble?
Yeah, I finished
it. You drank it doubly fast. How was it?
It
must have been good.
It was good. It was very hoppy.
86 IBUs, that's why.
Yeah. I liked it, though. Like, considering how hoppy it was a good beer.
Yeah. Well, I told you it had a high IBU rating, but it wasn't overly so that you thought this is a little bit too much. And I've had some that were a little bit too much, and this wasn't.
Yeah, let me just scan it in here. I hate when I search for a beer though, and it has all it. I scan the barcode, and there's multiple beers that show up for the same beer.
Did you want same this? Barcode.
All right, here we go. This next story takes us to Missouri. Robert, have you ever been to Missouri?
No, I haven't, but I like to go because I like to go to St. Louis and see the arch.
Oh, can you go?
Have you ever been inside the arch?
No, can you go in the arch? I've only been to the airport. I haven't actually.
We have the Washington Monument. You can ride the elevator up or take a lot of stairs.
Yeah. Alexa, I don't know if you can do that. Can you go inside of the St. Louis Arch?
I don't fucking know that.
No, where's Samuel L. Jackson?
Motherfucking snakes on a plane.
why isn't Sammy J in our Alexa yet? So this takes us to Eldon, Missouri. Fuck, I'm wasted. Where a man was arrested after breaking into a store to save mannequins from sex trafficking, Robert.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Lake Ozark, Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
Mont Hardcastle is used to seeing interesting things in his line of work. He's the manager of Marty Bird's Bar and Grill at the Lake of the Ozarks. I wonder if he's ever met Jason Bateman. Saturday night, Hardcastle saw something new across the street. It was suspicious to me in a way that he was acting, running around in front of the boutique, yelling and screaming and banging on the windows. The boutique. The
Constable Mulcheron.
Hard to say. Mulcheron. The boutique. You need more phlegm. Mulcheron. I think that's how they say it. The boutique, My Dream Angels, is an adult store. It has several displays in its windows, including mannequins wearing different styles of lingerie.
Oh, yeah.
He said that the mannequins were telling him that they needed to be let out or something. Hardcastle.
She's a hard body.
Called the man identified now as James Isaac Short, then tried to break into the shop. Hardcastle says he watched him try the door several times. Then Short jumped onto the bench and kicked the glass window until it shattered.
Oh, no.
Got to get those sex-slaved mannequins out of the store, you know? I told my bartender to call the police. Let them know I'm going to be over there holding this guy for them. And it wasn't a fight. Hardcastle said it turned into a little bit of a fight. But it wasn't me. Well, it was me, but it wasn't me right now. But it wasn't that way. Hardcastle says Short was halfway into the store when he pulled him out. He dragged him out of the store. Like, I feel like...
kicking and screaming.
If you're at a bar and somebody's breaking into a store full of sex mannequins, you just let it happen. Maybe call the police. Call the police, but don't get involved, right? Like, you don't run over there.
Take video so we can see it.
No, it's fucking hilarious. You know, put that shit on Instagram. I had him down on the ground, and all he was doing was trying to mule kick me in the back. while I was on top of him. I hate being on top of somebody and getting mule kicked.
Especially a guy that's been attacked by sex mannequins.
Yeah, that sucks. Two women, not mannequins, but real women, I'm assuming, came over and sat on Short's legs until the police arrived. According to court documents, Short caused well over $1,000 in damage.
He's handsome, too.
Oh, I didn't see the video. Or I didn't see a picture of him. Oh, well, that's all right. Destroying a window, lighting, a security camera. The owner of the shop told KY3KKS. Oh, boy, that's rough. That's, he's, He's got more to worry about than mannequins. KSPR.
There's a reason he's going after the sex mannequins.
The owner of the shop told KY3K / KSPR's Andrew Havranek. Havranek. She didn't want to talk about it. Hardcastle says with his background in security, he had to do something. He was a security guard at the mall several years earlier.
Paul Blart.
So he rode a segue over to the sex shop and burst into the window and held the guy down with two women. He was being overpowered by the hippie looking guy. And needed some help from some women to hold his legs down for the police to get there. Hardcastle says, it's somebody's business, Hardcastle said. I'm not the type of person to stand idly by and watch something happen. He screeched. At KY3/KSPRs. Short is in the Miller County Jail facing property damage and burglary charges. I like to add an additional syllable to burglary. Burglary.
Nice. Burgled.
He burgled him.
Yeah.
He burgled him and trying to save the... But he was trying to save the mannequins because they were being sex trafficked.
Yeah. Why does it look like it's metal?
Did you ever fuck a mannequin?
Would it have a pile of leaves?
No, because those are wet. We talked about that. It's
you answered
so
your own question there, Rob.
Fucking an Olaf is so much better than fucking a pile of leaves. Can we put like a Twitter poll?
But Olaf, he's essentially a mannequin.
Yeah.
It's just softer.
It's soft though. A pile of leaves is scratchy. Yeah. I mean, you could get paper cuts on your dick by fucking a pile of leaves. That's why we need a Twitter poll. Which would you rather fuck? A stuffed Olaf or a pile of leaves?
Okay.
Be honest.
We can make that happen.
Hardcastle says with his background in security.
Will there be pictures?
I already read that part. It's somebody's business. I'm not the type of person to stand... No, I read that part, too. Short is in the Miller County Jail. No,
the end.
Damn it. Get the latest updates from KY3 delivered to your browser. You can go and subscribe to push notifications so you can get this... You can get push notifications of this stupid shit right to your browser. That's very exciting. It's taking us a really long time to get through these news stories tonight. It's gonna be the longest episode ever.
Well, I'll take the next one. It mentions Offbeat and it takes us to Florida with tcpalm.com. I guess that's Treasure Coast Palm, Fort Pierce, Florida.
Oh,
where the man tells police that wind may have blown a bag of cocaine into his car.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. Well, it could be fortunate if you're not caught. 37-year-old man had an unusual explanation for a bag of cocaine that Fort Pierce police reported finding in his car. You know, you're wearing your hoodie inside. That's very disrespectful. You're only supposed to wear hoodies outside, I heard.
What? Who...
You've never heard that?
No, it's a who. So you wait till you walk outside and you put your hoodie on?
You can't wear a hoodie inside.
So hold on. You can't wear the hood inside or you can't wear the hoodie at all?
No, you can wear the hoodie. It's okay. But the hood. You always have to have your head uncovered inside.
What if you're like what if you're a boxer though?
You should always have the hood on when you're inside. Exactly. You look tough. You're menacing.
Exactly. I'm wearing my headphones. Okay. I can still hear you just as well because we're not actually sitting in the same room right now.
I'm toasty down here.
I don't live
in the tundra.
It's not bad here either. Well, it's fucking
tomorrow
cold.
It's gonna be fucking cold here.
Yeah. What's it gonna get down to, like in the 50s?
30s.
Oh, fuck. It was 10 degrees the other night here, so the other morning, I should say.
Well, it'll be warmer in Florida, and I think, I wonder if cocaine keeps you warm, but it wouldn't matter to this guy because he's in jail. So anyhow, the wind blew the cocaine into his car. He stated the police or the wind would have placed it there. The wind? October 31st case began around 11:45 p.m., so that's at night, when police conducted a traffic stop at Avenue D and North 25th Street.
Oh.
But, yep.
So they had, that's where all the best cocaine is.
Yep. Police reported the driver had made... Police reported the driver had been making furtive movements.
Did you just have a silent seizure? It's okay if you did. Police reported the driver had been...
I was sending a group text. Police reported the driver had been making furtive moments. Furtive.
Oh, good. This is me. Very disrespectful.
As attempting to discard an item out of the passenger window. Investigators said the driver is also hiding an open can of Budweiser in the door. So he was poor. Before the stop, police said he was spotted drinking in the parking lot of a motel known for drug sales and prostitution, but not in that order.
Aren't all motels in some way known for drug sales and prostitution? Like, who else stays at a motel?
I don't know. Well, I'm Rob, saying. Not people I hang out with.
No, I don't do that.
I hang out in the motels by myself. Before the stop.
Can I get a room for 3 hours, please? Thank you. Right. I'm just kidding. I only need.
You do it, but you do it in 15 minutes. Police reported finding an apparent drug pipe, along with a bag with residue that tested positive for cocaine.
Oh, in the back seat. Boy!
He said, "That's not mine." He stated the police or the wind must have placed it there.
Oh boy!
The affidavit did not list the wind speed or other meteorological conditions at the time. The affidavit further did not state whether the man was listening to Bob Dylan's Blowing in the Wind from the 1963 album, The Free Will and Bob Dylan. The answer,
Alexa, play Blowing in the Wind by Bob Dylan.
He's going to sue us.
Blowing in the Wind by Bob Dylan on Amazon Music.
Okay, here we go. All right, finish the story now in style.
The answer is Blowing in the Wind.
How many roads must a man walk down?
Here we go.
Before you call him a man.
I want to fucking smoke some cocaine. Wait, no, wait. You smoke crack.
It's more dope.
You snort cocaine.
Yeah. It's probably more of a marijuana song.
How many times must the cannonball?
That's what I would say. It's pretty chill, but Alexa, stop. You know, Bob, some of the guys we've played here, you know, they're not going to sue us, but I feel like Bob Dylan probably calling Lige a formal complaint to our manager.
Probably. He's probably not as busy as he once was. So
he's got free time.
So, Robert, do you get any, like, you know, like, I feel like a big thing these days are, like, the monthly subscription. We're going to deliver you one of something. That's kind of like a random, like, surprise a month for a fee. Do you do any of these? I know I get the
sex mannequin once a month.
Oh, good. That's
different flavors.
That's probably the best one. You get it. The different flavors is important.
But, dry and scratchy.
But I did the pop, the Star Wars pop boxes. Yep. And yep. It was kind of cool because every month you got like a random, you know, a bobblehead or something like that, a Star Wars pop bobblehead.
Soda.
But now the one we do now is we do the Kiwi Crate, which I do it for Colin.
Yeah. What's that?
It's an educational one. The Kiwi Crates are pretty cool. So every month you get like
a new up his alley.
Educational thing. And so like last month it was, And what's cool about it is it comes with like all the things you need to build whatever you're building. And then it comes with a booklet that talks about the science around what it is and stuff like that. So it's actually pretty cool. So we got our first one last month. But another one is BarkBox. And BarkBox, what they do is every month they send you something for your dog.
Yeah.
And so recently, though, BarkBox, they had a little bit of a controversy around one of the dog toys that came in their box.
They did?
And so BarkBox, they had to, well, maybe. It had to address a controversy after a scandalous dog toy went viral. And according to them, they had no idea that,
it looks fine to
me. Their dog toy looked like one of those, it looked like a sex toy.
Oh, no.
Internet users have a mind of their own. A fact the social media team at BarkBox knows all too well. The company, which owns... Did you make something play in my headphones?
No.
Why is my... Shut up. Sorry, an ad started playing in my headphones. I was trying to read this. The company, which owns BarkBox, a subscription-based service delivering a monthly surprise of dog toys, treats, and goodies, caused quite a stir online last week after releasing a special holiday promotion, including an apparently head-turning item. The Thanksstuffing BarkBox, which contained a slew of Thanksgiving dinner staples in the form of plush chewable dog toys, features items like the Duckin's stuffed turkey, the boatload of gravy, and most notably the big honking pigs in a blanket. That last
item. I do like pigs in a blanket, though.
That last item, meant to depict a classic cocktail wiener embellished with a pig snout on one end and a big butt on the other, which featured on BarkBox's Facebook page on November 6th. Which there were, which is where a few eagle-eyed netizens noticed the backside of the toy
nerds
bears a shocking resemblance to an adult entertainment item called a fleshlight. Google it at your own risk.
It's not a flashlight, Robert.
It's a fleshlight. A fleshlight is a masturbation toy.
Right. Tool. It's not a toy.
It's an apparatus.
Right, that poke your eye out.
That looks like a flashlight.
It's not a toy.
But then you unscrew it and you put your penis in it. Anyway.
So you've heard.
Alexis Nelson, head of social media marketing at BarkBox, told the No. She was first alerted to the likeliness by a Twitter user who tweeted a company a screenshot of the item along with the question, "What's going on, fam?" Hey, did I tell you about what I accidentally did to my dog?
I don't want to. Does it have to do with the fleshlight?
It doesn't have anything to do.
Okay.
So I feel really.
He's a good boy.
He is a really good boy, and I feel extra bad because he's a good boy. So
he's a good boy.
The other.
He's a good boy.
This was, I think, early last week, I want to say. Usually Harrison wakes up before I do, and he'll come in the room and wake me up, and I follow him out. Eventually I tell him to go get on his iPod, and I come on out.
And this is Finnegan? iPod?
This is Harrison. My youngest child.
Okay.
And so last week at one point, he beat me out there as he usually does and goes in the family room and is looking outside and says, "Daddy, it's snowing." I said, "Oh, great."
Uh-oh.
And it had just like recently started like flurrying. This is before we got a shit ton of snow later in the, a little bit later in the week. All right. That was technically this week. And, says, "Is Finnegan playing in the snow?" I said, what do you mean? And I look outside, and Finnegan was outside. I had just woken up for the morning.
Yeah.
And that's when I realized that I had let the dog out last night, the night prior, to go to the bathroom and went to bed. And Finnegan slept outside. I felt really bad. Like, thank God It wasn't this week when we got, you know, 7 or 8 inches of snow. It was the week before, so it was cool, and there was a little bit of flurries in the morning. But, yeah, I let my dog outside the night prior and then went to sleep and then forgot to let him back in, and he slept outside. So
that's fine. He's got hair.
He's a 55-pound fur ball, so he was perfectly fine. But I felt like such a fucking asshole. I felt so bad. I went to work and told everybody, I'm like, you gotta hear what I did.
Anyway. Did he shun you the rest of the day?
Or no, he was
did
fine.
He actually speak to you?
He actually like slept through the rest of the day. Like Kelly kept sending me pictures.
He shivered
like,
all
dog
night.
Is just asleep.
Yeah. Oh, poor guy. Yeah. He's all right though. As long as you don't have those big deep freezes.
Well, if I had left him out like Monday night this week, I'd feel really, I'd feel much worse than I do right now. But anyway.
Yeah. So the rest of the story, Rob.
Nelson.
We got to the fam part.
Nelson, Alexis.
Yeah.
Said she had originally prepared herself for a different type of reaction to the pig toy, which she had seen in person before the promotion went live. I mean, the butts are super funny, so of course I was expecting people to talk about them, she said. And she anticipated that any negative reactions would come from animal rights activists unhappy with the depiction of an entire pig rolled up and cooked in one piece. Nelson then began sifting through comments on the Facebook post before realizing the uproar had nothing to do with animal cruelty whatsoever. I was hunkering down, ready to say, I'm also a vegan, it's okay, Nelson recalled, and that wasn't what people meant at all. After laughing to the point of tears at the user feedback, Nelson said she was spurred to...
No, she didn't say squirting.
She was squirting. She was spurred to lean in and join in the fun. She and her teammates have since delivered dozens of iconic responses to lewd and confused commenters on the original posts, which was racked up more than 17,000 comments. And Greg Wilcox from Facebook said, I went to order this and asked, what type of dog do I have? I don't have a dog. BarkBox said, down, boy. Stacey Grissom, head of Content and Bark, told the no she was thrilled to see a potential scandal ahead instead turn into something warm and lovely. It just communicates
a really long story.
We're here and trying to have fun and trying to make your dog happy, she said of the company's core mission. Grissom, who has seen Ben at Bark for 7 years, and the company tends to be playful and a bit naughty with its toy designs, often utilizing ridiculous little jokes as inspirations for news items. We've had 2 Red Rocket toys, she explained, referencing the same term often used to refer to a dog's erection. This would have been a joke we made, but truly it was an accident. After the product went viral, Grissom said she located the person who designed the big honking pigs in the blanket and attempted to get the bottom of the matter. Shockingly, the toy's creator said she was just as in the dark as the rest of the team. I actually found the designer who created the toy, and she goes, I know what a fleshlight is, but I wasn't thinking about that when I designed this toy. Robert, could you show me what your fleshlight looks like so we can... Maybe put it in the show notes or the show art. Grissom
laughed. Alexa, add a fleshlight to my shopping list.
Fleshlight added to your shopping list.
No. See, Samuel L. Jackson, he would have known. Yeah.
Alexa, add fleshlight. Fuck toy to my...
I've put fleshlight on your shopping list.
Add fleshlight vagina toy to my shopping list. Alexa, add fleshlight vagina sex toy to my shopping
I added list. Fleshlight vagina to your shopping list.
All right. So if you want to read the rest of this story, go to visit our show notes, because I don't want to talk about it anymore. In summary, in sum, the BarkBox made a toy that looks like something you would stick your dick into for dogs. And we wouldn't recommend putting your penis inside of this toy. But
dog toys are not to each
his or her own. Well, his own, I guess. You couldn't put your vagina in the toy.
That's probably true.
Yeah, don't put your vagina in the sex toy. This particular sex toy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
The last story is going to take us to World News Daily Report, and as a listener request coming from our wives, I'll take this one because it has also been pointed out not only the drop stale, but that I tend to give you the worst stories.
You really do. Any of the ones involving penises or excrement of some sort, I tend to always get those ones.
You really have a knack for
situating it that way.
In our text, they're both ganging up on me that I've made these choices for you. So they're
well, what's funny is I don't read
while you were reading that 25-page.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't. Story. I don't read it. That's the thing. I had 43 messages. I got out of a meeting and had 43 unread messages. I haven't read them. I'm never going to.
No. While you were reading that 25-page article you just read, your wife, my wife, and me have been texting back and forth. So, and the topic came up. I hope you're reading those stories this time, because Rob always gets them. So they're actually defending you this time. So I'll tell you what happened.
Oh, good.
And again, World News Daily Report is going to take this one and help us close out episode 116, where a New York man was arrested for sexually assaulting a police horse while he was sleepwalking.
Oh, boy. Was the police horse sleepwalking or the man?
Well, it was this guy who's crying in his mugshot. He was sleepwalking. But a man was arrested last night in Lower Manhattan after an apparent sleepwalking incident led him to sodomize a police horse.
Oh, boy.
Around 3 a.m. this morning, a pair of NYPD mounted officers left their horses in front of the Dunkin' Donuts restaurant before going inside for a coffee. A few minutes later, they heard the animals neighing and being agitated, so they rushed out to find 39-year-old Hector Gomez actively assaulting one of the horses. The man showed totally non-cooperative with the officers and was finally tased 13 times before he could be neutralized and arrested. Glad they arrested him, didn't just neutralize him and leave him there. During his interrogation, it was revealed that Mr. Gomez suffers from parasomnia and somnambulism.
Somnambulism.
And that he had absolutely no memory of the incident since he was asleep at the time. According to the NYPD spokesman, John Fitzgerald, despite being accused of a horrendous crime, the accused drew sympathy from his interrogator.
Somnambulism.
It's a difficult word, Rob.
Somnambulism.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, he drew sympathy from the interrogator. As he looked should more have. Like a victim. Yep.
The man's the really victim, was not the
genuinely
horse.
Genuinely disgusted. Yeah. Well, no, they were fine.
Yeah. The horse probably liked it.
Yeah. Well, the horse, he's used to bigger. He realized was genuinely disgusted to learn he had fucked a horse and literally vomited when he learned it was a stallion. Oh, no.
Oh, I bet it was.
Mr. Fitzgerald said NYPD has no choice but to file charges, but he hopes that Mr. Gomez receives the help that he needs rather than punishment. Poor guy looks normal when he's awake, but he has to live with the fact that he becomes a horse rapist when he falls asleep.
Oh, he deserves, man. Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's worse things that you could have to live with.
Yeah, that's true. Sleepwalking has been successfully used in the past as a legal defense in several cases. In 2013, the 78-year-old Indiana woman was found not guilty by reason of insanity after throwing 17 of her cats out of the window of her eighth-floor apartment while she was sleepwalking.
Oh, man. Luckily, cats always land on their feet, though.
Yeah, yeah. All 17 of them. In 2016, a naked man who assaulted 17 people with a toilet plunger in New York, oh, no, Chicago, was also found not guilty by reason of insanity. Hopefully, the toilet plunger had been rinsed. In all cases, accusees recognized they had committed the act, but were not considered responsible for their actions as they were unconscious at the time of the crimes. Mr. Gomez faces charges of assault of a police officer, bestiality, and indecent exposure.
Oh, man.
His trial is scheduled to begin in December, where he will face a maximum of 65 years of imprisonment.
Oh, boy, poor guy.
Yeah.
He's, again, he's the victim here.
He is the victim here. So, poor Mr. Gomez, hopefully he'll get some of the help that he needs and can stay away from the horses.
You know, I feel like he... I don't even know what to say.
It's not a wampa?
It's not a wampa. It's a fucking tauntaun. This is a tauntaun. It's the creature that they would ride around, but then Hans eventually cut open.
Yeah.
So to avoid freezing.
Yeah, that's true.
The people listening to this podcast have got to be like, what the fuck are they talking about?
That's what happens when you put Mrs. Bob Kilimowski and Mrs. Phil Roberts out there, and then they talk to each other. They get each other confused.
What's funny to me,
that's what women are known to do. They can be alone and get themselves confused, much less put two of them together.
What's funny to me is that that Kelly says at one point, it's clearly a wampa. She has no fucking idea.
Well, yeah, she doesn't watch the Star Wars.
Yeah.
Clearly a wampa. Well, no, he does look like a wampa, Rob.
No, because the wampa doesn't have the horns. He's got...
He does in this picture.
This is a fucking... It's a fucking tauntaun. I didn't design it. It's a tauntaun. He's very soft, though. He's like an alpaca. But it does... Oh, man. Well, let me see what it says on the tag. I don't know. When I originally got it, it said, but that. Hold on. Let me see here. Stuffed. Tauntaun. Well, see, the thing is, the tauntauns have the... It's really hard to call. Let's see here. Tauntaun. It was sold to me like a tauntaun. This is really... We got to get to the bottom of this. Why are we so fucking concerned with this? That's what I'm...
I just sent a new picture.
Oh, boy. So thank you to World News Daily Report for telling us about this guy who tried to fuck a horse and... is apparently a victim in all these things. If you're interested in articles like this, you can also learn about the man who claimed that drinking gallons of sperm cured him of homosexuality. A woman arrested for trying out dozens of sex toys in the middle of a Walmart store because they saw those apparently.
Yeah. Well, they were dog toys, apparently. She was confused.
Or the former Russian spy, probably knows Trump. who claims he killed the real Donald Trump. Oh, in 2006.
No, you can't talk about
so
that.
So there's a fake.
Get your Donald ass put Trump. In jail.
Yeah, get me impeached. Oh boy.
Well, I guess that's it, Rob.
We better stop. Probably.
We better stop before we get ahead.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, I hope to see you next week. We got Thanksgiving coming up shortly, so we're gonna have to.
Yeah,
we're gonna be careful. So I think next week will be okay.
Yeah, the following week because
Thanksgiving will skip.
The following week we should probably just not even try.
I'm not recording on Thanksgiving, Rob.
You know,
I used to tell you.
What we should do is set it up. And at our kitchen tables and just record us having Thanksgiving read weird, crazy news things.
Yeah, we'll have everybody. We'll pass the mic around and have everybody read a story.
No, Kelly, I love that.
Which one of the kids gets the horse story?
Which one of the kids has to talk about penises or poop?
Well, they'll be fine with poop. That's the problem.
Oh, that's true.
They'll be giggling over there. Oh, well. All right. Well, hopefully 117 will be out next week. Thank you for enjoying this ride with us, and we'll see you then.
It's going to be great. All right, bye. Yeah, bye. This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. No words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com, stop being a little bitch, and just own up and do it.